Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Monday to you, the beginning of the week. Having a good show lined up for you. We already spoke about the NFL All-Decade Team in the first hour. This hour, we're going to talk about Michael Vick. Lamar Jackson, reigning MVP, says Mike Vick deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. We're going to have that conversation. We're going to talk about all these new NFL coaches and, you know, who has the most pressure? Is it like a Joe Judge? Is it a Matt Rhule? Mike McCarthy is now coaching the Cowboys. Shout-outs to Willie Colon, former Super Bowl champ with the Pittsburgh Steelers, for calling up, chatting it up with us. There's a lot of options on television right now for you. You know, whether you like video games or you like WWE, there's a lot on TV. Rob Gronkowski actually walked away with a WWE championship title. We're going to talk about that. There's a whole lot going on, so you got me for the next 3 hours, okay? If you didn't know, you should know by now. I am coming to you live, okay? Rocket Mortgage Studios by Quicken Loans. These are challenging times, and Rocket Mortgage is prepared to help. If you need mortgage assistance, you can hit them up 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. From their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. And like I said, that last hour, we had a conversation about a lot of the all-decade players that were missing. You know, there's only but so many guys you could fit on the list. You only get two quarterbacks, et cetera. And I had an issue with Ty Matthew. I'm like, did he play enough years? Did his Super Bowl victory, and yes, the Super Bowl was technically in 2020, but last year it counted for last season. It was a 2019 season. And so, you know, we have some callers, and we're going to be talking about Mike Vick in a second. And, you know, the phone lines here are always open. You can call and talk to me anytime. You can find me online on Twitter and Instagram at JR Sport Brief. But our toll-free line, from sponsored by CBS Radio, is brought to you by Geico, 855-212-4CBS. It doesn't matter whether you own or rent. Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work. So what do? You get a quote at geico.com because it's easy. Now, having said that, we're going to go ahead and pull in Joan from Maryland. Joan from Maryland, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's on your mind?
Hey, JR, how are you?
I'm terrific. What's up?
Yeah, I kind of disagree on a Cam Chancellor pick because I didn't think he was a great cover safety.
Oh, well, yeah, he was banging them out there. So who are you happy with a Ty Matthew there?
No, I don't think he played enough, and him being hurt a lot, that for me is, so in a couple of years we can, have that conversation. I think Eric Weddle deserves more of a spot over Cam Chancellor. I don't know what you think about that.
Well, Eric Weddle is there. And, if you want to think about longevity, you could go ahead and say Eric Weddle. When I want to think about championship pedigree, and obviously I can look at a majority of the Seattle Seahawks and say, hey, you know, they were one play away from having two Super Bowl victories. But in my opinion, just its straight impact on the game, you can look at someone like Eric Weddle, and thank you, Joan, from Maryland, for calling up. You can look at an Eric Weddle and say, okay, this guy is playing center field. And I feel like that's a lot of what he did because, let's face it, Eric Weddle at 5'10", 5'11", he wasn't necessarily going to move a lot of people out of the box. And when I looked at someone like Cam Chancellor, I agree. He wasn't the best cover or corner, but I think he did a great job covering tight ends. And I also think when he was in the backfield, when he needed to be, he did a serviceable job. A lot of his job was to be versatile, was to go ahead and go out there and knock the living snot out of a running back if he needed to. I mean, they were called the Legion of Boom for a reason. And a lot of that boom came directly from Cam Chancellor out of VT. Shout outs to everybody representing the seven cities in Virginia. So, I mean, I'm going to go ahead and say Cam Chancellor. I think a lot of it is the longevity. I would take him personally over Eric Weddle. And shout outs to Eric Weddle. He had his own great career. You know, he just decided to call it quits. So you got to enjoy these players while you have them. And speaking of enjoying a player while you have them, you know, Michael Vick had one of the most interesting careers that of any player in recent memory. I mean, he's been documented over and over. He's been loved. He's been hated. A lot of people still hate Michael Vick. I mean, he served his time. He did the crime. He served the time. I mean, he's going to persecute the guy forever. But when you think about what Michael Vick did for the game of football, what he did for his own legacy is quite amazing. This is someone who was the number one overall pick in 2001. He's the all-time rushing yards leader for a quarterback with a little over 6,000 yards. And to be honest, I always say this. People say that Michael Vick changed the game. And was he a freak of nature? Certainly. Was he an outlier? Certainly. But it just irritates me at times when people don't give Randall Cunningham his due. You know, it's one thing to look at Randall Cunningham in the late 90s, I believe like 98 season, and what he did with a young Randy Moss, a Jake Reed, a Chris Carter was absolutely amazing. I think they went, did they go 15-1 that year? And then lo and behold, the Atlanta Falcons just ended up going to the Super Bowl. It didn't work out for the Minnesota Vikings that season. But Randall Cunningham was one of the first, quarterbacks. I think he was the first black quarterback to start a Pro Bowl. And then on top of that, when he was with the Eagles, Randall Cunningham was running all over the place. And he played three more years than Michael Vick's 13 seasons. Granted, Michael Vick did have that two-year gap where he wasn't available to play football. He was locked up in an illegal system. But Randall Cunningham threw the ball more. He ran the ball. And I just don't think Randall gets his due. And Randall Cunningham isn't someone right now who's in the Hall of Fame. But when you look at Michael Vick in his 13 full seasons, being rushing yards leader, you know, taking the Falcons to that NFC championship, they lost to the Eagles that year. When you think about everything in his career, his comeback, that new contract that Philly gave him in 2010, 2011, he had that resurgence where he was back to throwing for like 3,000 yards and giving you 20-plus touchdowns. He was a comeback player of the year. But when you really boil it down, Michael Vick, just because he had a lot of exciting plays and just because he can be an icon and just because he's beloved in several cities, I don't think Michael Vick had a full enough career to be considered a Hall of Famer. Now, Lamar Jackson, who in my opinion is better than Michael Vick, I think he's proven in his career to be a better passer. And when you think about his running, he's bigger than Michael Vick was. And, you know, he just won the MVP award. And what else are we going to do? You know, everybody's online. Everybody's on social media. Someone had posted one of Michael Vick's highlight clips. And it was just Michael Vick doing what Michael Vick does. Michael Vick was a video game. He was a human highlight reel. Shout outs to Dominique Wilkins, by the way, the real original human highlight film and reel. But Michael Vick, you can look at Michael Vick's highlight reel and be hypnotized by every single thing that he did. But when you think about Michael Vick's entire career, is it worthy of the Hall of Fame? I say no. Lamar Jackson, who just won MVP, said, "This cannot be a real question." Bottom line, Lamar Jackson is saying Michael Vick deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. I don't agree. I mean, Mike Vick's career as a starter is 61-51. Mike Vick, he won a couple of playoff games, but he never actually even got to the Super Bowl. He doesn't have that MVP. He might have Pro Bowl number stats, but is Michael Vick Hall of Fame? I don't think Mike Vick deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. Not at all. Not at all. I think we can't necessarily get confused with you know, just legacy or stats or highlight films. I could put together a highlight film of some of the best players, and I could put highlight film together of a mediocre player who had a solid career and make it look like they were a superstar. A superstar. I'm not saying that Mike Vick was some mediocre guy. He was not by any stretch of the imagination. But what did Michael Vick go out there and win besides being exciting? We got Ryan from Dallas on the line. Ryan from Dallas, go on ahead. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. And if you didn't know, it's sponsored by Geico. You can own, you can rent. Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Go ahead. What's up? What's on your mind, Ryan?
All right, I'll give you one guess on the Dallas Cowboys that should throw a snug from this list. Go on.
You want to give me what position, offense or defense?
Offense.
Offense. You're going to tell me about the guy who just signed with the Oakland Raiders, right?
Absolutely. How do you forget about him? He's way deserving over Travis Kelce. I'm sorry.
So
way
is
more
it,
deserving.
Is it why is, you know, and I think this is what it boils down to when you look at these all-decade teams. I think it's the Super Bowl, man. You can't ignore.
Right.
I think that's what it boils down to. You know, Jason Witten, I feel like, is going to be catching passes until he's like 50, 60 years old, and then he's just going to go up to the broadcast booth. But I think that's the factor. What's your best memory of Jason Witten?
Man, he's got the Man of the Year award. My greatest memory of him is when his helmet got ripped off and that dude still kept going.
And he kept running.
They had to make a rule after him. He leads. He's what, number three, number four in catches of all time? Like, Travis Kelce doesn't have that. He doesn't have the Walter Payton Man of the Year award. You were talking about character earlier. He's got all that. He didn't have Patrick Mahomes. If you don't have Patrick Mahomes,
ooh,
Kelce doesn't have a Super Bowl.
Ooh, well, come on. Well, let's be real here. I mean, at the same time, Travis Kelce has had a solid career. And the thing is, and this is the difference, Ryan, and thank you so much for calling up. I can't argue with that. Because Jason Witten is another one of those players where you go, he's still playing? Like, he's running straight down the middle. He ends up with the football, and it's just like, damn, he's still out there, Jason Witten? And then he takes a year off, and he comes back, and then he still goes crazy. And I think why you have Travis Kelce on this all-decade team is quite simple. It's because he put up, like, wide receiver-type numbers every single year. Every now and then you get Jason Witten end up with like 800, 900 yards, maybe a little less than that, you know, but still be solid. It's like Jason Witten catches a ball, boom, first down. It's real simple. But when you look at Travis Kelce, it's like, okay, I'm going to catch for 1,100 yards, 1,200 yards. He didn't play the entire decade, only coming out in what, like 2013, 2014, but he has had an amazing career. But right now, when we come back, I want to take your calls. Lamar Jackson thinks Mike Vick is a Hall of Famer. I say no. Do you think Michael Vick deserves to be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame? I mean, are we gonna take into account his humanitarianism after the fact of him being locked up? Are we taking into account that he's a good dude? Are we taking into account that he just puts up amazing highlights? Or are we only going to look at the career that Michael Vick has had? And when you look at his career, even though he was an amazing rusher, even though he was an icon, even though he was on a cover of video games and for a time was almost everybody's favorite athlete, what did Michael Vick go out and win? What buttons did he push to move the Falcons into just, hey, we're going to be in the Super Bowl? I didn't see it. It's not just what he meant for the city of Atlanta. It's what he did for the game. So when we come back, I want to take your calls. Is Michael Vick a Hall of Famer? I say no. Call me up, 855-212-4CBS. That number again is 855-212-4CBS. Is Michael Vick a Hall of Famer? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Is Michael Vick a Hall of Famer? That's what we discussed before we went to break. I want to get your thoughts and your opinions. The phone lines are open right now. 855-212-4CBS. That number is Michael Vick a Hall of Famer. 855-212-4CBS. The guy who just won the MVP award in the NFL, Lamar Jackson, he says absolutely. He doesn't even just say absolutely. Lamar Jackson actually says that can't be a real question. And I think it's easy to get caught up in his electricity. I think it's easy to get caught up in his highlight reel and his story and the intrigue and how electrifying and magnetic that Mike Vick was as a player. But what did he ultimately go ahead and win? He was exciting. He had an amazing comeback story. He took the Falcons to an NFC championship game. But did he really drive folks over the edge? And that's the conversation that we're going to have. So let's go ahead and hit up these phone lines. Let's start off in ATL. Let's talk to Bobby. Bobby, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's on your mind?
Basically what you said. You know, years ago, the Hall of Fame when I was growing up, because I'm almost 60, was all about stats. And then people talking about winning Super Bowls. But, hell, Mark Rippon won a Super Bowl. You know what I mean? If you look at Mike Vick's totality of his career, and if you look in this new age, this new millennium, you can't separate anything out of his career. The way he started, because without Michael Vick, there is no Lamar Jackson right now. There isn't any of the other guys that are getting opportunities like the quarterback in Dallas and Zach without Michael Vick. And he had an arm. He had a
He had a cannon of an arm. Yes, he
right?
did.
And the other thing was is that there wasn't a bigger star in football for the most part when the Michael Vick experience came out. You know, it revolutionized how that they started marketing some of these football players, although they were on their way. So he had a handprint in that. And then comes the interruption and how he handled that, because a lot of people said when he went off, he'll never be back. And we all know he came back and played for a couple teams.
Yes. Well,
handled himself well.
Yes.
Was very genuine and is still doing things today to give guys opportunity, because you look at a guy with his story, it's a Hall of Fame story in itself. How many people get to do what he did
and
get an opportunity to move forward?
Well, thank you, Bobby. I agree with you. We got a whole lot of people on the line. Some share your opinion. Some don't. And thank you so much, Bobby, from Atlanta, for calling up. And that's the part when you think about Michael Vick. You have to think about his story. How much does his story factor into who he is as a Hall of Famer? Are we talking about between the lines and what he accomplished as a player? Or are we talking about outside the lines? Some people may look at the reason as to why, you know, he went to prison as reason enough as to why he shouldn't be a Hall of Famer. I don't agree. He did his time. He did what he had to do. It's easy to say, oh, well, he did this. That's a cop-out. That's easy. Let's go to Ken in Louisiana. Ken, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Go on ahead.
Hey, man. How's it going?
I'm terrific. What do you think? Mike Vick, Hall of Fame or no?
I don't think so. He just had too much baggage with him, I think. You know, just he was a good player, yeah. But, like, I don't think he should be in the Hall of Fame.
Why? Okay, well, if you think about in between the lines, what was it? What didn't occur?
Well, I mean, it's the dog fighting incidents and all of that. You know, Well, I guess that shouldn't have anything to do with it. You know, just like Pete Rose and all that with those betting, everybody thinks he should be in the Hall of Fame too. But I don't know about all that. But, you know, the only other thing, I think Drew Brees should be in on the All-Decade team instead of Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
I mean, he has better numbers, I think.
Okay.
You're
probably biased coming from Louisiana. Thank you so much, Ken.
Yeah.
I appreciate you.
Okay, man. Thanks a lot.
All right. Be well and be safe. Shout outs to Ken in Louisiana. And that's the big thing with Michael Vick. You know, we're talking about Hall of Fame and did he have a Hall of Fame career? And, you know, we're spending more time talking about, you know, his marketability. We're talking about, you know, his prison time. You know, what about him as a player? What about Michael Vick solidly as a player? I mean, he missed 2 years in his prime. Who knows what would have happened in, what was that, like 08, 09, 07, 08? Who knows what would have happened to Mike Vick in those 2 years that he missed? 855-212-4CBS. Is Michael Vick a Hall of Fame player? Lamar Jackson says yes. I don't agree. Let's check in with Rob in Sacramento, California. Rob, go on ahead.
What's up, man?
I'm terrific. What do you think about Mike Vick?
Man, I definitely think he's a Hall of Famer. First off, he for this generation, he revolutionized the game. There's so many young black quarterbacks that just had the speed and the athletic ability like he has that opened up the eyes for coaches to let him play. So he revolutionized the game, for one. So that should be a criteria. All of that marketability.
Oh, Rob, you cutting out. You moving the phone around, Rob? You dipping out?
Oh, no. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Go ahead, quick.
Oh, okay, yeah. All that markability stuff, that really doesn't – it shouldn't matter about Hall of Fame because it's about what you do on the field. So he was a comeback player of the year when he came back from prison. I mean, an America loves second chance story, you know, and he got a second chance and he excelled.
Mm-hmm.
He brought the –
certainly did with the Eagles, took him back to the playoffs.
Exactly. He brought the Falcons – to an NFC championship game. He was one of the first quarterbacks to come into Lambeau Field and win when they had like an undefeated record there in the playoffs in those temperatures. So we haven't seen it. We hadn't seen an athlete like him. You know, Randall Cunningham was, I think, a better passer, but he wasn't as
Absolutely.
Much of an athlete as Michael Vick was.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that in my heart of hearts that he's a Hall of Famer.
Okay. Thank you, Rob. Appreciate you calling up from Sacktown. You be safe, okay?
You too. Be smooth.
No doubt. Shout-outs to Rob calling up from Sacktown. Let's go ahead and chat up with John from Michigan. John, what's on your mind? You're on the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. So I'm a Carolina Panthers fan, and watching them all those years ago, it was fun watching them go up against Peppers in the field. And, you know, really great games. Great athlete, but he would leave guys wide open like nobody's business. And I'm not going to make a case that Jake DeLhomme should be in the Hall of Fame, but
please
Jake DeLhomme
don't.
Had
please
a better
don't.
Career. Yeah.
Whoa! Say Jake DeLhomme had a better career than Michael Vick?
Hey, I'm just saying, as far as how many games he won in playoffs, and he actually made it to a Super Bowl. But I'm not going to say.
You would take Jake DeLhomme over Michael Vick as your quarterback?
I think I would take Jake DeLhomme throwing the ball before he had his arm surgery.
I
would take
question.
Him throwing the ball. Yeah, I'd take him throwing the ball. Now, Jake DeLhomme did nothing with his feet, so I'm not trying to insult Vick there. Vick was an amazing athlete. Like,
okay,
by
John.
All means.
Okay. I appreciate you calling up, John. You be well, all right? Take care. Be safe out there in Michigan. Let's talk to Tristan in the ATL. Tristan, go on ahead. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. I think Michael Vick is a Hall of Fame dude. I mean, what he has done for the NFL is great. I mean, when Rob talked about the Packers, when he won over the Packers in Lambeau Field,
mm-hmm.
He made this dodging move versus one of the defensive ends and still got first down. That was, like, one of the best moves I've seen in my whole entire life. Like, y'all think Michael Vick is trash because of the dog fighting? Well, look at Michael Jordan. He was gambling, but yet he's still in the Hall of Fame, you know?
All right. Well, thank you. Go ahead, Tristan. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So it really comes down to his dogfighting, and I think that's just disrespectful to his legacy. Because what? Lamar Jackson, Russell Wilson, Cam Newton, this dude just, like, made the biggest stars that are in the NFL right now.
Okay, Tristan, I appreciate you, man. Thank you so much. Shout-outs to Tristan from the ATL for dropping his opinion. And that's where that's the conversation. That's a lot of people's points when it's talking about Michael Vick being a Hall of Famer. It boils down to a couple things. Nobody's saying winning. People are talking about highlights. People are looking at highlights of Michael Vick and they're saying Hall of Famer. People can look at Michael Vick and say, okay, he helped lead the charge and he was revolutionary. Me personally, I opened up this conversation by saying it. You know, I think Randall Cunningham deserves to be in a Hall of Fame if we're going to look at somebody like Michael Vick. And Randall Cunningham wasn't running around like Michael Vick was. Randall Cunningham was a much better passer, but he certainly was the predecessor to Michael Vick. And we're talking about 10, 12 years before Michael Vick even hit the scene, we had Randall Cunningham. So let's put Randall Cunningham in the Hall of Fame, too. It's real tricky out here. Let's go to Houston, Texas. Let's check in with Reggie. Reggie on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go on ahead.
Yeah, man. You know what? It's a shame that Randall Cunningham isn't in the Hall of Fame, for one. Let me ask you this. Is Otto Graham in the Hall of Fame?
Is Otto in the Hall of Fame?
If Otto Graham is in the Hall of Fame, then Mike Vick unquestionably deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. If you don't win a championship, then you say, well, what did he win? That's, you can ask that with anybody.
And Otto is.
They don't win it, you know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. I think Michael Vick definitely deserves to be a Hall of Fame because the way he revolutionized the game, like the other guy said, the way he progressed as a passer when he got to Philadelphia, I think he was a better passer. He really never had a real solid offense behind him, so he didn't cause.
Oh, he was the offense. Mike Vick was the offense for the Falcons.
He was the offense, but I'm saying, but like any other team, you need other players, and I think his best player was maybe Warrick Dunn or something like that. So I just think that he didn't really have the squad around him like people make it seem like he did. He was a good player, man. Let me ask you this: Why regular?
Reggie out here getting gas. So shout out to Reggie. Reggie getting gas. I'm not mad at you. Get that cheap gas. I know the gas is on a discount right now. Let's go ahead and check in. A matter of fact, we actually up right on the break. The lines are full. I see you, Joe, Carl, Nathan, Dom, Charlie. We are going to keep rolling here, okay? We got a lot of people who want to talk about Mike Vick and his Hall of Fame case. I don't believe it. When we come back, we're going to continue with your calls. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. If you want to get down in the conversation, it's real simple. 855-212-4CBS. More JR Sport Brief Show when we come back. That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I want you to know a lot of us are stuck in the house right now, but this Thursday and Friday is going down on CBS Sports Network Inside College Football. Thursday, 7 Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, the Inside College Football crew is going to get you ready for the upcoming NFL draft. They're going to break down the blue chippers and speculate on the game's next superstars only on the CBS Sports Network. So make sure you stay tuned on that. Put your TV on that. And even right here on the JR Sport Brief over the next couple of weeks as we get ready for the draft, we're going to get some of those prospects on for some interviews. And speaking of prospects and someone who was a number one overall draft pick in 2001, we're talking about Mr. Michael Vick. Is Michael Vick a Hall of Famer? Lamar Jackson says yes. Lamar Jackson just won an MVP. He comes from that line of quarterbacks, athletic quarterbacks, who was allowed to play quarterback after Michael Vick. All these years later, he says there's no doubt about it, and it's not even a question. We want to know your thoughts. 855-212-4CBS. Is Michael Vick a Hall of Famer? Joe in New York, go ahead. What do you think?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead, Joe. What do you think? Is Michael Vick a Hall of Famer?
Yes, most definitely I think he's a Hall of Famer. I think this guy is easily one of the most skilled quarterbacks, probably the most skilled and talented quarterback that we've ever seen. I honestly and truly believe that. And the way his mobility, the way he can throw the ball, I mean, I think it was wrong the way they painted the image of him after the whole thing that happened with the dogfight and stuff. Mm-hmm. But he never really had any good weapons around him in his prime. Like, let's be real. He never really had any good weapons around him. Then he got with Andy Reid, and he still showed he can play. I mean, I think most definitely he's a Hall of Famer.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Joe. I appreciate you calling up. I mean, when you look at his career, there's no doubt about Michael Vick's physical ability. And we can say, okay, he could stand in one end zone and throw the football out of the stadium. But how did that arm talent, how did it go ahead and translate? I mean, when I think about Michael Vick and his completion percentage, do I consider Michael Vick to be a transcendent quarterback? Athletic and skilled, yes, absolutely. Did Michael Vick had arms? Did he have arm talent? Did he have a rocket form arm? Yes, and absolutely. But I don't look at Michael Vick enough to say, okay, this is a dude who's going to be a traditional passer. And that's why you have so many folks who were resistant to just keeping actually, you know, black quarterbacks as passers. That's an unfortunate situation. But Michael Vick, I don't think anyone would label him as, oh, well, Michael Vick was a great passer just because he had a cannon for an arm. I don't think that's accurate. Let's keep on rolling. Let's check in with Carl from Louisiana. Carl, go on ahead. Do you think Michael Vick is a Hall of Famer?
I'm so sorry with you and Joe up in New York all day long about how the talent the dude had, but he says himself he didn't spend enough time in the film room, and a lot of times it showed. But if he would have spent time and honed his craft, we'd be saying right now, who would you pick, him or Tom Brady? There's no doubt about it.
Wow. But okay, Carl.
His career was a blur, no pun intended there. But, again, if he would have honed his craft, no doubt about it.
Okay. Well, thank you. Shout-outs to Carl from calling up from Louisiana. Appreciate you, Carl. My main man, Stu, is holding it down in New York. I'm here in ATL. Let's keep on rolling. Let's check in with Charlie in New York. Charlie, going ahead, was Michael Vick a Hall of Famer?
Hey, what's going on, JR? First time, long time. Been a huge fan of yours for a long time. So about this whole Michael Vick thing, like, I think he was an amazing player. And I don't only think he was an amazing player, but I think that he was, like, he was amazing because of the number he wore. Like, Mickey Mantle wore number 7 as well, and mm-hmm. Mickey Mantle's a 20-time All-Star, 7-time World Series champion. And I think the number 7, like, really holds a lot of weight. So I don't think that it was just because he was such an amazing player and elite athlete. I think it was because the number 7 really, really, really helped him as well.
Okay, well, thank you, Charlie. You're going to have to get me playing lotto, brother. That's what you're going to have to do, Charlie. Charlie, you're going to have to keep dropping the lotto numbers. Let's check in with Nathan in New Orleans. Nathan, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Go on ahead.
What's up, JR? How you doing, man?
I'm terrific. What do you think about Michael Vick in the Hall of Fame? Lamar Jackson thinks he's no doubt a Hall of Famer.
Look, let me give you my opinion real quick. I watched Michael Vick play almost every game of his career. Unequivocally, definitely not a Hall of Fame. And let me tell you why. He may have the arm strength. He may have the athleticism. But bottom line, in between the numbers, he does not have the statistics. When you look at your quarterbacks that are in the Hall of Fame, which are supposed to be for the best of the best, he does not cut the mustard. When you think of Hall of Fame quarterbacks, who do you think of? The best of the best. John Elway, Dan Marino, Joe Montana, these guys. You do not think of Michael Vick, and that is it. You can throw the dogfighting completely out of this thing, and if he played for those 2 years, it wouldn't have mattered. His completion percentage was about 55%.
Yeah, Jamarcus 55-60, we got lucky.
Ball. Listen, Jamarcus Russell could throw the ball across the whole field, but that
if he didn't have a donut in his hand.
Exactly. So these people that are saying that Vick belongs in the Hall of Fame, golly, I can only imagine what they think of Peyton Manning. I mean, Peyton Manning must be on Mount St. Helens then, I'm guessing, huh?
Okay. Yeah, thank you so much. Shout-outs to Nathan for calling up from New Orleans. Nathan, you be safe, okay? Shout-outs to Nathan. Oh, I appreciate you. Let's check in with Dom calling in from Richmond. Dom, is Michael Vick a Hall of Famer, yes or no?
Hey, JR. I'm a big fan of yours. I love your show.
Thank you. Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah. After listening to a lot of your callers, I feel like a lot of them is getting confused with Hall of Fame talent with Hall of Fame career. And I'm a big Michael Vick fan. He's one of the players that put Virginia on the map, and I'm in Richmond, Virginia, so that's what I feel like they're getting confused with. I mean, he has all the talent in the world. Like I said, Hall of Fame talent. But I just feel like his career, like the last caller said, statistically didn't pan out to be a Hall of Fame, you know, career. But he has all the talent in the world as far as, like I said, Hall of Fame talent. And I feel like your callers is getting confused between the two.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Dom. Appreciate you for calling up. You be well out in Richmond. Yeah, I mean, it's true. I mean, I'm looking at my Twitter right now, at JR Sport Brief. If you can't hit the lines, you could definitely tweet me. Derek Cowson said, Vick is Hall of Very Good, not quite a Hall of Famer, in my opinion. And that's facts. I'd have to agree with Derek. It's like, what did Mike win? And I'm not just talking about a Super Bowl. There wasn't a stretch of longevity. Let's check in with Steve, also calling in from Richmond, Virginia. Steve, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. What do you think?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Absolutely not a Hall of Famer. He's fun to watch. I'll tell you this. They're talking about, people keep saying that he revolutionized the position. He did not. If you want to talk about a running quarterback, first you got to go back to Fran Tarkenton, but then you have to go to the greatest running quarterback of all. You mentioned him earlier, Randall Cunningham, for about a three-year stretch, the most lethal man in the NFL, bar none. In fact, one year he almost ran for 1,000 yards, and he threw for over 3,000 in that same season. So Michael Vick is nowhere close to Randall Cunningham. And if they want to talk about a comeback, if the kicker for Atlanta, or I'm sorry, for the Vikings, could get a field goal, then you'd have Randall Cunningham coming back after a long stretch, going to the Super Bowl and probably win it.
You talk about Mr. Anderson. Leave Mr. Anderson alone here. Thank you, Steve, for calling up from Richmond.
Yes, sir.
And shout out to all my folks in Richmond. Everybody from Shaka Bottom out to Chesterfield County. Much love to everybody out in Richmond. Let's check in with Eric in Green Bay. I'm pretty sure he has some strong thoughts about Michael Vick. Eric, go on ahead.
I do. He came here and he did snap that I think we were 29-0 or something. I'm 36. I grew up with Brett and then transitioned into A-Rod. So I've seen some quarterback play my young life here. And I think Vic, like everyone's been saying, he was a monster, but he's on the fringe because he didn't do it long enough. Yeah. A similar Green Bay Packer who was shortened by, you know, circumstance, Sterling Sharp. This man was top. Yeah. He was Jerry Rice, Michael Irvin, Andre Reed. He was top of the game. Chris Carter getting 100 yards or 100 receptions a season, you know, 1,400 yards, 18, 19 touchdowns. He's not in the Hall because his career got shortened by a neck injury. And I think it's kind of similar situation, whether it was criminal activity or getting in trouble or his past. I don't hold it against him, but it shortened his career where we couldn't say over this decade, Mike Vick, people didn't have to draft to stop him. Randy Moss made us change an entire draft and it didn't work. I'll listen.
No, I agree. I said my piece. I look at someone like Randall Cunningham. You can't have Mike Vick in the Hall of Fame and ignore what Randall Cunningham did for the Eagles. And even towards the back end of his career, you know, he was still a threat to run in his mid-30s with the Vikings, but he was just airing the ball out. He had tremendous receivers. He probably had the greatest trio of receivers I can remember in recent memory. Randall Cunningham did, throwing to Reed and Moss and Carter. But even in that early portion, he was just running around crazy. He was able to tack on three more seasons onto his career than Michael Vick. He was more of a passer, and he was still absolutely that threat to run. And you can't ignore what Michael Vick did in his style of play. I mean, by the time he got towards the end of his career with the Eagles, you know, he was getting knocked around. He was hurt. That style of play is not conducive to longevity. I mean, you look at someone like Lamar Jackson, who's a better passer, in my opinion, than Michael Vick ever was. I think Lamar Jackson has already shown that. You know, is Lamar Jackson going to last with this style of play? Are we going to get 10 years of peak Lamar Jackson? Is he going to go out there and continue rushing the way he has? I mean, you see it in Cam Newton. You know, are we gonna say Cam Newton? Is Cam Newton now a Hall of Famer? I mean, it's real interesting. Let's go to Thomas in Tampa Bay. Thomas, go on ahead. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, so I'm about to say, like, Michael Vick's definitely a Hall of Famer, but he's not in any of the talks to Jameis Winston. I think he's more of a Hall of Famer to me right now.
Thomas, that was a joke, right?
No, Jameis Winston's the GOAT. We can't talk bad about him. Whatever team picks him up, they got a Hall of Famer right there. Jameis Winston's the GOAT.
Okay, Thomas. I appreciate you calling up, Thomas. See, listen, folks, this is what happens when you get trapped in the house for too long, okay? Jameis Winston is a Hall of Fame player for whatever team he's playing against. because he's giving them an opportunity to catch the ball and run it back for six. That's what Jameis Winston is a Hall of Famer of. You know, maybe Jameis Winston gets lucky, ends up in the Steel City. Shout outs to everybody in Pittsburgh right now. If you're in Pittsburgh, would you want Jameis Winston? You can call me up and let me know about that too, okay? I don't know what that guy is doing in his house, or, you know, what he's eating or drinking or inhaling. I don't really know. Let's go to Jeff in Illinois. Jeff, go on ahead.
Hey, how you doing today?
I'm terrific. What's on your mind? We got 1 minute. You got to hit me quick.
All righty. I pretty much agree with the consensus. I definitely do not think he's a Hall of Famer. I mean, if you want to consider him for the Hall of Fame, you might as well consider somebody like Joe Flacco. I mean, you're looking at Michael Vick, who had a career of 22,000-plus passing yards and 133-so-odd touchdowns, versus Flacco, who had 40,000 career passing yards and 213 touchdowns.
Well, thank you, Jeff. I appreciate you. We're up against it. Listen, Jeff, I mean, you brought up Joe Flacco. We definitely know he ain't going into the Hall of Fame. I see you, Dennis. I see you, Mark. We're going to keep this conversation going when I come back. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.